Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Carlos Santana bringing us back. One of the greats, one of the great guitar players of all time. I love his music. Welcome back. 23 After the Hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my book is ageofthecustomer.com. That's the book, The Age of the Customer. We're having a great visit with a new friend. Rick Rodas is president of Comply Right Tax Solutions, a division of Comply Right Incorporated. And give us that website, complyright.com.
Yeah, complyright.com, and our e-file site for 1099s is efileforbiz.com.
Check it out, folks. And so that's where you can file. You can get that done today, right, before the sun goes down, and get all that 1099 stuff off your back.
Absolutely.
What about the W-2s information, all that stuff?
W-2s, absolutely.
What else do you guys do?
On eFile for Biz, we do all kinds of 1099s and W-2s. And at ComplyRight, we have many other products and services that help businesses stay in compliance with government regulations.
Right.
So things like labor law posters, other things like that.
So check that out, folks. And all right, what are some other things that we need to do? By the way, folks, remember, the 1099 reporting to the IRS and to your employee, to your contractors, has been moved up 60 days, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's now January 31st, not March 31st. And if you don't comply, if they miss it one day, what's it going to cost them? What's the IRS going to bill them for?
Well, they could bill them for between $30 and $100.
Wow.
But
per account.
Per 96, yeah.
Wow, so that's a lot more than $3 or $4
yes.
that you're going to charge them. So folks, think about that. And one of the things I have a personal experience with, if you mess up, the IRS will come and get your money. I have messed up before. That's the reason that I feel justified in talking to small business owners, Rick. I've made all the mistakes.
Yep.
And I made the payments on those mistakes too. So don't, folks, get it right. Let's get this thing fixed. And you can't say you weren't warned. What else do we need to know about, Rick?
Well, I think it's important for small businesses that may have missed the deadline that they should still do the process as soon as they
don't
can.
Lock up. Don't get the deer in the headlights look. Just get it done, because any day you wait is not going to help.
Absolutely. And that's important. And also, there's another thing called a correction. So if you find out that something's wrong with the 1099 that you filed or the W-2, you can always go back onto our website and do a correction of that, and that will be actually sent to the government and to the recipient.
Well, is that penalized?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you have to correct it, will they penalize you for that?
No, it's just a correction of the amounts.
My point is,
like,
if somebody isn't quite sure, let's say someone says,
yep,
I can't find all the information. I've got part of it. What would it be a strategy to go ahead and file what you have and get in under the wire, and then come back and make a correction when you have the accurate information and avoid the penalty?
You could do that. Most businesses have all the information right now,
right,
and you will need the basic information.
But Rick, you and I know small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
If it can get screwed up, it will.
Get started. That's the most important thing.
Well said. All right, what else?
Well, and I think you should explore an online solution like eFile for Biz, or there's others out there, because right now a lot of businesses go to the office supply store or something and buy the forms and have to print them themselves.
Right.
In this case, you don't have to mess around with all that, and you can do it right online. You have your own account. We're SOC 2 certified, so that means we have the highest level of security.
Right.
And it makes it easy for the
business. Boy, there's no excuse for missing these things. See, Rick, mm-hmm, I remember the day when, like, for extensions, if you extended your return time,
mm-hmm,
your tax return, I'd have to go down to the IRS office and get the form, fill it out, put an excuse down for why I wasn't filing, and put it in the mail and not sleep at night till they came back and said it was approved. Now yep. you just file the form online, right? I mean, there's no excuse for not complying with these things.
Absolutely.
It's so easy. What else? I got about a minute. What are some other things? What is one of the biggest things you see small business owners get upside down with the government on, regardless of which organization?
Well, I think the main thing is just getting these things done on time and having these things on a calendar. These dates come up quickly, and a lot of times you're dealing with different data and information. Mm-hmm. So it's important that you keep good records. And you have this stuff at the ready, and then you have a provider that can help you get this done.
Another thing we have to point out, I want to point out while you're here, is we have different filing dates for corporations and for partnerships especially, right? LLCs operating as partnerships. Mm-hmm. That's been moved up to 30 days, hasn't it?
I believe so. I don't know what that form number is exactly.
Right.
But I think that all of the different 1099s have moved up.
I just want people to know that there's a lot of new dates this year, right,
mm-hmm.
Rick?
Absolutely.
I mean, be sure to check on all the things. Don't take anything for granted. Give us the website one more time, Rick.
It's efileforbiz.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And, hey, Rick, good job today. Come back.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed my time.
Enjoyed having you here. Rick Roddus, ladies and gentlemen, with complyright.com. Check that out. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Yeah, the things were so cute when they got you back on this show. But I think it's a total.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.